Well, I think what it is that people are putting patients on study obviously believe that the assay is well validated. And I think if you take a look at the national guideline statements about the Oncotype DX, you see that that is actually also agreed with by the guideline review committees.
Yeah, I was going to mention that because there are two major guideline committees that have supported Oncotype fairly recently, which is one is the NCCN, and the other is the ASCO Tumor Marker Committee that published in the JCO. And both of them, as you say, endorsed or supported the use of Oncotype outside of a protocol setting. I was kind of interested, though, in the NCCN. What they did was they said, if the tumor is greater than a centimeter, okay, yes, for sure. But if it's less than a centimeter, specifically, it would have to be between 0.6 and 1. It would have to also have unfavorable features. And there are a couple of things about that. One is, what about these smaller tumors? Do you agree it's not as well defined? And what about the larger tumors, the 2, 3 centimeter tumors? You know, does Oncotype really have a role there too?
I think in the small tumors, it does have a role, in my opinion. But one of the limitations in the small tumors is when you take a look at how the assay was developed, it was developed from NSABP trials B14 and B20 largely. And there were relatively few patients in those trials with tumors that were 10 millimeters and less in size. Those patients were allowed on the trials, but there were a relatively minor percentage. So you could argue that for those patients, we're less sure that the Oncotype assay is really valid. I actually think the Oncotype assay is valid because I think it's intellectually something that is appealing and almost certainly true, that there should be a gene signature that allows you to tell the difference between low risk and high risk, you know, basically high proliferation state, low proliferation state cancers. And I would expect that to be true for both small node negative patients, larger node negative patients, and also as node positive patients as well. And I think that the evidence is bearing out that view. Now, the one part of it that needs to be a little bit better defined is whether or not other factors should be used in addition to the Oncotype assay. And all things being equal, you'd say that a cancer with a given signature that had been there long enough to already involve regional nodes almost certainly has to have a worse prognosis. And you see that actually in trials like Southwest Oncology Group 8814. It was a node-positive, ER-positive study. And for patients with a low recurrence score, they had a substantially higher risk of recurrence than the patients from the NSABP trials where the patients had all been node negative. So that if you're going to be using the recurrence score eventually in node positive patients, you're going to have to put some kind of modifying term in to adjust the recurrence scores for the fact that patients node positive.